Returning to Belfast, where more anti-migrant protests and counter-protests are due to take place later today. Shortly before we came on air, I spoke with Wasif Naeem, who is vice chair of the Islamic Belfast Centre. I began by asking him if members of his community in the city were scared to leave their homes after five nights of disorder and violence.
I would say so. You know, I live a little bit further away. I live in the countryside, so... But I do visit. I work at Queen's myself, so I'm in the area. So although, you know, during the daytime, I feel pretty normal. Evening time, it feels like, you know, it's getting, you know, people are maybe not going out as they should. I think the people are still quite worried.
Given the concern you mentioned there, are some people so worried that they would reconsider actually remaining in Belfast, particularly if they've been targeted?
Yeah, I mean, there was a nurse, of course, she was anonymous, but she did say that she once her contract is finished, she would consider going back. So, yes, I think people, we've never seen this, you know, I've been living here myself for the last 15 plus years, and personally, I've never felt that worried in the past, including my family. So this is definitely a face of Belfast. We have never seen the last, you know, 15 plus years. Yes, I mean, I think people have talked about this in the 70s and the 80s. But this is something which a lot of people who have come to Belfast, or maybe they're born afterwards, the Good Friday Agreement. They've never seen it. So I think people are, I think, naturally feeling quite worried, and even, you know, possibly wanted to move out as well.
Friday is a big day for Muslims with the prayers, afternoon prayers. Are you going to have any extra security given that you've decided to go ahead with that today?
Yeah, I mean, we are running business as usual, Paul. I mean, we don't really want to get intimidated by those very, very small minority. I mean, the majority of the support we're getting is really, really overwhelming from all sections of the society, you know, including, you know, all the you know, the surrounding businesses, even individuals, groups, faith groups, political leaders, councillors. You know, there's overwhelming support. So we're running business as usual. And security wise, yes, I mean, the police is aware of our service on Friday, so there are security measures in place, certainly. And obviously, we will not let people to stand outside for a long period of time as well, just because what we really want, I think we feel like, you know, the far right groups want a reaction from the Muslim community. And, you know, I think Muslim community across the UK has been brilliant in not responding to those intimidations.
And that was Wasif Naeem, Vice Chair of the Islamic Centre in Belfast.